This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
You know who's fun to trash talk?
Okay. Who?
Toddlers.
Yeah.
They can't really fight back.
They can't.
They can barely even talk.
They don't have any snappy comebacks.
They don't have anything. Yeah. They just drool on you, poop on you. We want to talk about terrible toddlers because there's this kid. He's like, everybody's been talking about him. This Chisago, is that how you say it? Chisago, it's in Minnesota. Chisago County toddler.
Yeah.
His parents got him one of those Power Wheels. It's a little John Deere tractor.
Those are good parents.
He's a, you know what?
You should get, yeah.
I never got my kid. They're too big.
I kept trying to talk you into getting them.
You did. You were trying to get me to get something at the flea market. What was that stupid thing?
It was awesome.
It was like a motorcycle. Motorcycle. You were trying to get me to like get him an ATV.
It was more like a little go. What were those
it
called?
It had a name.
Yes, I
a
forgot.
A weird little name.
They were huge. Everyone had them.
You just got to go to the flea market. It's right by your house.
Yes.
Anyway, his parents got him a John Deere tractor power wheel. He charged it up.
Did.
And drove it to the county fair without telling anyone.
Yeehaw!
The dispatchers at the police department in Chisago County got a call about a missing child about 7 o'clock at night. They put him with a couple deputies until the parents could be found. And they realized he only lives a block and a half from the fairgrounds, but still.
Yeah, he was watching them assemble the whole fair the last couple of days. He goes, I need to be there.
So he just jumps on his power wheel and takes off.
I guess look, Popo caught up to him around the Tilt-A-Whirl. He made it all the way to the Tilt-A-Whirl.
I'm here. I ain't got no cash. Right. Anybody want to barter for a ride on my John Deere? That is a terrible toddler. What we want to talk about is when your toddler did something, like they wrote on things. I remember, like, my son, you and I bought matching laptops.
Yeah.
$3,000 laptops.
Right.
When we first started this show, laptops were expensive. We both wanted like the hot, top of the line, whatever. And he would just come over and like pound his fists on my closed laptop. And I'm like, as long as it's closed, nothing's going to be bad. But the top is the screen. If you think about when you open the top, it's the screen. So I watched him do it a few times. I opened my laptop. And it looked like broken. It was just the glass itself wasn't shattered, but the LED inside. So it just looked like
mangled.
Looking through.
Yeah.
That was a three. Because then you go to Dell or whoever and like, how much to replace? And they're like, yeah, about $3,000.
Might as well buy a new
just
one.
Buy a new, it was. It was literally almost as much as buying a new laptop. And they're like, it's never going to be the same. So
you should have got him a power wheel.
I should have just let him drive. Hey, son, we'll play in that traffic over there. If your toddler is awful, if they like, we'll VD you so they don't have to know.
Voice disguise.
That you're telling them that they're really bad. If you've got a terrible toddler tale, we'd love to hear it. Here's one that I was just reading. A person said, at a restaurant, my four-year-old daughter told the waitress that her hair looked beautiful.
Oh.
The waitress got a big smile on her face and thanked her. As the waitress walked off, my daughter said, loud enough that she could hear, oh, but not in the back.
Brutal honesty. I love it. Mm. Yeah. But not from the back.
Oh, God, never mind. You're more of a... Yeah, it's real good from the front, but yeah.
Good bangs, but not a...
Yeah, yeah, you got to do something about it. Get some conditioner. Maybe get a Brazilian blowout. Another mom said her terrible toddler was lost... one day. It was a two-year-old. Last place she saw her was in their home. She called the police. They sent the cavalry.
Whoa.
They had a helicopter. They had everything. Canvassing the neighborhood. It's a two-year-old missing. You don't know. Could have wandered out into a ditch or whatever. He was under her bed. I do. I'm going to tell you, that my children used to do that. You'd go to Target, and all children will do that. They'll go under the clothes racks.
Yeah, and just hang out.
And when you're like, if you've watched enough Netflix documentaries about abducted in plain sight and stuff like that, you're just like, somebody grab my kid. And my children learned early on the key to winning at hide and seek is not say anything. even when your parents are going, Noah, Noah, oh my God. He's just like,
right?
Sitting there, oh my God. I literally thought, I remember being in the Target in Thornton, knowing that my son was being drugged into a windowless cargo van and murdered. And he finally just, he couldn't take it and he was laughing.
Well, it is Thornton, so I don't...
Yeah, well, okay. That's all they have in Thornton is windowless cargo vans. Here's another one. Their little kid likes to push his sister down every time she stands up. So she is past the age of trying to learn how to walk, but he will not. It's like they're living misery. He's like clubbing her ankles. He's not going to let her...
Her development is like nil.
Delayed because...
They need to teach him every time he tries, they should shove him down.
You got to... It's like... My daughter, I believe, is more hardy than other kids her own age because she has a 3 to 4 year old older brother.
Constantly.
Yeah, you know, Noah is awful to her. Yeah, like they fight like...
Yeah, I wouldn't mess. Yeah, like, you're right about that.
I'm telling you, if you're in Mia's
don't
class,
call out Mia.
I wouldn't. She's got it.
She'll take
she's
it.
Not going to call her big brother. She's going to handle it her dang self. Here's another one. This actually happened to my family as well.
Oh, no.
We went to check on my toddler, discovered he'd covered 2/3 of his body with a green Sharpie.
Oh, wow.
When asked why, he had just watched The Grinch and he wanted to be him.
Oh, that's, yeah.
My daughter and her dear friend, thankfully at their lovely Wash Park home, they covered their bodies with lipstick and eye makeup. They covered their skin. They covered all of it.
Son of
it was Mac.
Oh, that's the high. It's not grocery store
it
makeup.
It was her mom's.
It's not truck stop makeup.
No. Maybe it's made. No.
This is.
They, like, mom left the good stuff out and they used it all. So it's all over them. It's all over the walls. It's all over the carpet.
And that's hard to get. It's grease based, isn't it?
Yes.
Son of a.
And fortunately, you and I were at the Rocky Mountain Showdown that day, so I didn't have to be a part of the hazmat cleanup.
That sucks.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you got a terrible toddler, we want to hear your terrible toddler tale. Cameron.
Yay.
Terrible toddlers.
So I had bought a brand new cell phone, and about 2 months later, my son had it, and he had thrown it in the toilet.
Oh.
And I come walking around the corner because he's like, Mom, come here. Come here. And I'm like, what, honey? What's going on? And he goes, I cleaned your phone for you.
He thought
nice
he was doing.
Man.
Yeah.
Throwing a bowl of rice or.
Well, I took it down to T-Mobile, see if there was damage. And they're like, there's damage. It's going to cost more to fix it than to just buy a new phone. So I bought a new phone. They gave him the old phone. And lo and behold, the thing still works, and he watches YouTube and stuff on it.
The toilet water phone. I like it.
Yeah, he made the whole thing up just to get his own phone.
That's true. He's not dumb.
Thank you. That is a smart toddler you got there, Cameron. Thank you for the call. Nick.
Yeah.
Terrible toddlers.
Yeah, it's actually my buddy, but you know you get that diploma when you graduate from college?
Oh, yeah.
His toddler had taken a permanent marker and completely destroyed it. Completely destroyed. He was unable to get another copy, so he actually has now that framed in his office.
Oh!
He has his framed, like, I went to Cornell, but you can't really tell.
Yeah, exactly.
My son drew all over the top of it.
Looks like University of Phoenix now, but yeah.
Oh, my God.
That sucks.
What a nightmare.
Right, because you can't get another copy.
No, they won't give you another copy. Why wouldn't they?
If it's those ornate ones, they don't want to spend it.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like, we can't do the gold leaf again,
that, yes.
That's a terrible toddler. Thank you, Nick. Kathy.
Yay.
Terrible toddler.
So my daughter was 4, and I had a 1-year-old son as well, and I needed to shower, and she wanted to play with her friend. And I said, okay, after I shower. So I run, and when you're a mom, you take the fastest shower ever.
Yeah.
And I come out, and... she had her friend open the front door because I had safety things on the door. She couldn't open it.
Ooh.
And she was gone. And my 1-year-old was out on the sidewalk by himself.
Ooh.
She planned a full-on jailbreak around your shower time.
You got to respect that.
That's awesome. She had a little dummy person of her in the like yes, in her bed. Yeah. I'm just leaving, Mom. Escape from Alcatraz. So you get him off the street, and where is she?
So I figured she was at the friend's house. So I put him in his car seat. My hair's wet. I'm in a robe, and I drive down to their house because they were down around the corner in the cul-de-sac. Knock on the door. My daughter here. Sure enough, I get my daughter, put her in the car in her car seat, drive back home, and she got a spanking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, no, that's
absolutely. What she got.
But you also have to give her some points for the resourcefulness.
Gotta respect that.
Every part of her little jailbreak was planned down to like, listen, she showers for like 4 minutes. We have to go now.
The clock is ticking.
Christine?
Yay.
Terrible toddlers.
So when I worked at a daycare, one of the kids proceeded to go to the restroom in their diaper. And decided to pull out what they had done and throw it at the three other kids still left in the room. I don't know if they thought they were having a food fight or what.
Dodgeball!
But, yeah, we were getting ready to close, and it was a nightmare. It was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
It is super fun when toddlers discover their own poop and how much they can write.
Man,
or
I was trying to hold back throwing up. And
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's super fun. Thank you, Christine. You know what I realized? Yeah. We're sort of doing a public service today because this is like birth control.
Totally.
Kathy?
Yay.
Yay.
Terrible toddlers.
Well, when my kids were little, two boys, they were 2 and 4. We went to the local fair and we went to the bathroom. And of course, it was just me. So I had took them in the stall with me. They went to the back of the wall and stood there. And so then I went down to the bathroom and they yelled very loudly, man, Mom, you've got a big butt.
Picture, it's not real. Really?
Yeah, so I didn't really want to come out of the.
Are you still calling from there? It's been several years, Slugger and Steve.
But my butt's gotten smaller now.
I haven't eaten. Thank you, Kathy. Jamie.
Yay.
Terrible toddlers.
So when I was a toddler, my parents had an IROC Camaro, and I got in the diaper bag, and I smeared diaper rash cream in the speakers.
No, not my new IROC.
My sweet IROC.
Jeez, that sucks.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You're a terrible human. Because it now not only can it smells bad.
Yeah, all the time.
It's just like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Jamie. Shelby.
Yay.
Yay.
Terrible toddlers.
So it was actually my brother. We were at the grocery store with my mom, and my brother was sitting in the cart in the basket. And when we were kids, my mom used to, you know, like lift up our shirts and give us raspberries on our tummy. And, you know, she would always used to call them pink bellies because then she would take her hand and kind of like pat our stomachs. And it was just like the coolest thing ever.
Gotcha.
Well, we were passing this lady who was in the produce aisle. And she was like 8 to 9 months. And my brother thought it would be funny to maybe play Pink Belly. And when we went after her,
he played Pink Belly
right
on
the stomach.
Oh my God.
On a pregnant woman?
Pregnant woman, like 8 to 9 months pregnant. So she was pretty big at the time.
How did that? Did the water break? How did that?
Oh my God. Stink Belly.
I broke
her. Oh my God.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.